Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Every single Brewers game this year will be on TV. Most of those on Fox Sports Wisconsin, where you will see Craig Kishon, who joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Craig, appreciate it. How are you?
Hey, Craig.
I have my passport in hand, so I'm ready to go wherever you send me.
Are you guys even in Toronto this year?
No.
Oh, well, so you don't have to worry about it, man.
I think we were there last year or the year before. I can't remember.
All right, can
we're
you
not there this year?
Can you honestly answer this question? Ryan Braun, do you really believe him that he forgot his passport?
Do I have to honestly answer?
I think I got
an
answer.
He's a forgetful guy. What can I say? I don't know.
I think we got our answer right there. I think, you know, because I'm saying if he didn't want to go to Montreal, wouldn't we all be good with it instead of, like, if he supposedly made up the excuse of for losing his passport?
Well, I will say this, because I was just down there this past week with the team and understood a little bit more about their preparations for going up to Montreal. It was, they had a game plan for certain players to go and not to go, but that wasn't going to be finalized until the very end. And so that's why, you know, some pitchers didn't go, some position players didn't go, some of the guys that they knew were going to be in the minor league, you know, were going to go, and then they were going to ship them back, that type of thing. So there was there were a lot of moving parts to that. I will say that by my own knowledge for sure. As far as forgetfulness on passports, I don't know, but it was interesting because those type of trips don't happen very often. I think a really unique story is Bob Uecker says he's never been to Canada and never been out of the country because he's never owned a passport before. Actually, he's been out of the country, but it was back in the day where, you know, you could use your license to go about and do whatever you needed to do. But he doesn't have a passport, so he's not up there doing radio. Jeff and Lane are, and that type of thing. So it's interesting how it all goes.
Talking with Craig Kishon, Fox Sports Wisconsin, as he mentioned, was there last week down in Phoenix to see the team prepare. And I think the stuff that I've heard from Craig Counsell has been very focused, very, you know, last year was awesome, but it was last year. And I think he stressed a lot, too, as we stress about this opening day roster and who makes it up and what it looks like. This is not a 25-player team, Craig. This is going to be, you know, 30, 35, 40 guys, and they're going to use every bit of that. And the guys that are on the opening day roster, I mean, that's a nice honor, but they are going to use as many guys as possible.
Yeah, and I think, you know, from a tradition standpoint, a lot of us, you know, want to say, hey, you know, it's opening day and stuff. And I know this, like, you know, for guys like, you know, Freddie Peralta, when I was down there last week, you know, it was announced what the rotation was going to be, and he was excited for two fronts. First of all, that he was going to be part of that rotation now. And I was talking to him and Brendan Woodruff at the same time, asking them if they'd been on an opening day roster and with a group of guys. And, you know, Freddie, you know, was thoroughly excited to you know, be on an opening day roster. So it's a big, big deal to these guys to be there from day one. As much as they know there might be movement within the roster, to a man, every single guy who plays baseball wants to be there on opening day and, of course, stay there the rest of the way. So, but there's gonna be a lot of guys going back and forth. You're going to expect some injuries. You're going to expect some failures. You're going to expect, you know, some guys that are performing at such a high level, hopefully, that are pushing their way to the majors, and they can use those guys like we saw last year. So it's going to be a fun ride again, and last year was – certainly a table setter, hopefully what we're going to see in the future with this club.
Having those three guys, Peralta, Burns, and Woodruff in the starting rotation, those guys dealt with pressure spots last year. It just seems odd for a team that went to game seven of the NLCS to have three fresh faces in the starting rotation already.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the biggest thing there is, you know, with Corbin Burns, I mean, he made 30 appearances last year, and he didn't come up until, I don't think, July, if I'm not mistaken. And you think about all the success that this guy had in the final 3 months of the season, and then being used in the playoffs too. And then think this guy is a starting pitcher and has not made a major league start yet. So his first, you know, coming up in this next series will be his first time out on the mound to start a game, and that's impressive stuff. It's you know, as a whole, I can't remember last time I was this excited to see, you know, a group of pitchers work. I mean, we're talking about the Brewers here for a long time. You know, there was a failure of developing starting pitching, and now they're in the best position that they've been in my lifetime watching this team as far as, you know, developing pitchers. And it's an incredibly exciting thing to see because it all starts with pitching. I don't care where we've gone in the evolution of baseball, it still all starts with pitching. And they got a heck of a group right now. And to say that these three young guys are gonna you know, be the front runners to, you know, what lies ahead is pretty incredible stuff.
As we talk to Craig Kishon here, it does all start with pitching. I would agree on that. And I would say it all starts with the starting pitching, even though the bullpen was like a very important part, and you could say the bullpen was the team's MVP at times last year. If these guys, you know, there's a difference between if Woody and Peralta and Chacina or whatever go 5-6 innings. If they can go 7 innings, and then you only need 2 innings of relief, and, you know, whatever additions may come in, you can deal with injuries better. I just think that the Brewers, even though the bullpen is great and it got the Brewers through September in the playoffs, starting pitching to me is where this team, and we'll see if Jimmy Nelson comes back and what Davies and Chase look like. But starting pitching to me, Craig, is where this team is going to either fail or succeed in 2019.
Yeah, and you know, it's a great point because if you look who these first five guys are right now, and who you know, who's your number five starter right now, and who the guy is that they, you know, decided to start in the bullpen. So you have Davies as your number five starter, and you have Chase as your guy in the bullpen right now. I mean, they're at one point of view would say those are the two guys that are probably your riskiest pitchers by not being able to go deep right now. And you've got four who have a higher probability of going deep. So you line those up, you've got those four guys, and you have to use them. That goes back to, you know, these young guys that they put in the middle of this rotation right now, they have the ability to go deep. I mean, deep now is like 6 innings, but 6 innings would be huge for this club considering what's happened in the back end of their bullpen in the last, you know, week to 10 days. So I think right now they're doing their best to put their best forward as far as starting pitchers go and have them go as deep as they possibly can because they have the ability to do it. So point bring up and hopefully it'll work out starting Thursday.
So who's going to close games then? What's the plan with both Knebel and Jeffers out?
I think Hader's got to. I mean, I don't think there's, you know, I think Craig, you know, Council indicated that last week that, you know, they're going to have to, you know, at the beginning anyway, look at him by pushing him. I mean, Craig's quote was basically pushing him further back into the game. So to me, that's closer. I mean, he's been lights out in the spring. He hasn't looked like he's changed at all from a year ago. He's, you know, the healthiest of all the relievers right now, it would appear. So, you know, to me, that just makes sense to have Hader back there, at least to start out.
I think with how much we've talked about the pitching, not just with you right now, but over the last month too, is kind of indirectly a compliment to the offense, because we look at that lineup with Grandal and now Moustakas back playing second and Yelich off his MVP year, and it's almost like there's nothing to worry about, Craig, when it comes to the offense at this point.
No, and, you know, doing these games, you know, last week and through the weekend, you know, you look at this lineup and, you know, of course, you know, Arcia is probably going to bat eighth, but not too bad having guys like Grandal and Moustakas just ahead of them. I mean, that's a deep lineup. We know what the top of that lineup is going to look like with Kane, Yelich, Braun, and Aguilar and stuff. So I mean, it's Shaw. I mean, that's a heck of a deep lineup. And I think, you know, one of the best parts about this lineup right now is it's by far a very veteran type lineup. It's no longer guys that, you know, might be testing the waters a little bit and that type of thing. So they've been there and done that before, and they're pretty patient. I mean, they know that they don't have to, you know, swing at bad pitches per se to try to get the job done themselves. They know the guy on deck, if they can get on, the guy on deck is going to have, you know, a high ability to deliver. And there's something to be said about that when a team is that confident with each other and their teammates and up and down that lineup to get it done. So that's pretty exciting stuff right there for sure.
Craig Kishon, Fox Sports Wisconsin. Some good Brewers discussion. Next time we chat with you, we'll throw some Bucks in there too, because it sounds like you guys will have your hands full with both of these teams for a while. We appreciate it, and we'll talk soon, Craig.
You got it. Anytime. Good to talk to you guys.
Thanks, Craig. See ya.
Craig Kishon joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
All right, opening day is Thursday, of course. Time to dust off that portable grill. If you're going to be out there for one of those 4 days, if you're not going to be there opening day, but if you're going to be out at the ballpark any one of the days this weekend, of course, grilling out, tailgating, always starts with the best in meats, Robert's Specialty Meats. Your grilling favorites at Robert's Specialty Meats in Waukesha. Nothing says delicious food on an open fire better than Robert's Ribs on a Stick. I'm telling you, put some of those ribs on a stick. Put them on a grill on opening day, or like any of these first four days if you're going to get out there, man. Those boneless pork ribs, marinated a tangy barbecue sauce, or try some of those marinated chicken skewers, barbecue, garlic parmesan, Door County cherry, all easy to eat up in minutes, man. Just grilling out the ribs and a stick for the basketball games this past weekend. Boy, put a couple of minutes each side, and man, off the grill, and they're so tender, and they smell so good. Robert's Ribs on a Stick. I'm telling you, if you're grilling out this weekend, you're going to the games, get some ribs on a stick. Stop the Robert's. And also, while you're there, of course, they have over 30 varieties of sausages and brats. Who could pass that up, man? The Wisconsin Wurst, featuring beer, bacon, and cheddar. Perfect with your favorite cold beverage. Call Roberts today, 262-549-MEAT, to reserve your order. Throwing on some steaks, maybe out at the ballpark in your grill. Throw some steaks out. Or if you're watching the basketball games this week in your backyard, man, put some ribs on a stick, throw some steaks on, maybe some burgers. It's all good to go, and it's all fresh. The best in meats, Roberts Specialty Meats in Waukesha. Player, I've been telling you about this for years. Give them a call or visit their website, robertspecialtybeatswaukesha.com. Paul and his staff are number one seeds, that's for sure. Man, they're World Series champions, that's for sure. They will help you. Customer service, they'll tell you how to grill this stuff. Anything I don't tell you, they fill in the holes and they tell it better. Robert Specialty Meats in Waukesha. I'm telling you, going out there and you're grilling out this weekend, maybe the backyard for the basketball games this week. Hey, Robert Specialty Meats, Sunset Drive, south side of town. Robert Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
He was abandoned by the Bucks, and now he thinks he can come back and coach LeBron. We'll hear from him next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.